life after death. And we reach the book of Revelation chapter 11. We are in the middle of the period of tribulation, and we will study it tonight. Book of Revelation chapter 11 verse 1 to 19. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the whole city shall they tread under foot 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks, standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hear them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hear them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them, and their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their bodies, their dead bodies, to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000s, and the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which are and was and are to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them was destroyed there. And the temple of God was open in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of the testament, of his testament. And there were lightnings and voices and thunderings and earthquake and a great hail. Amen. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for you send your word to encourage us, to teach us, to help us to understand your will. I pray, anoint my lips and put best on the statement and direct the message in the way that you want it to go on. Take it beyond the walls. Let be, Lord, fruit 30, 60, and 100 in the life of your church and your people. Raise up people to evangelize, to speak your word, tell others about you. O God, we know the same times. Empower us, spirit of evangelism, to evangelize, reaching the lost. In Jesus' name. Amen. Here we go into the period of tribulations. And here we found that John was commissioned by the angel. John, as being the witness, was commissioned that he will go and measure the temple of God, and he was given rod in his hand. And as we have read in verse 1, and there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar, and there that worship therein. Here, the temple of God is the church that has been raptured in heaven around the throne of God. And here we found that the Lord asked John, the angel of the Lord asked John to go give him a reed, and he asked him to go and to measure the temple. Now he wants him to measure here the temple is the true worshippers. Those have been taken to heaven by the rapture. When the Lord had come, have taken us with him. And here when he told him, go and measure with a reed, it is not a physical measure, but to measure them according to the rules, according to the law, according to the precepts of God. Now, in the book of Revelation, chapter 11, the purpose of God is not to bring death or judgment or earthquakes or killing, but the purpose of God is to bring the salvation of the Lord to the remaining those who are on earth. And here John was commissioned to go and measure what is going on, to give the right measure for those people who will be taken in the rapture. The reed, as we spoke, is the word of God that we need to apply in our life. Every day God perfect us till we reach to heaven. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, so we will know who are those in the temple of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 15 to verse 18. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a loud, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, and comfort one another with these words. Those who have been taken, they will be formed the temple of God in the air. And that's where John was commissioned to go and measure. Revelation chapter 11, verse 2. But the court which is without the temple, leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles. And the holy city, they shall they tread up underfoot 42 months. Now the outer court of the temple, what he mean here, is those who remain on the ground. The temple and the altar of God, those have been committed themselves to the Lord, they'll be taken to heaven, will be taken to heaven. But those who left behind, he calls them here, the court which is without the temple, the outer court, the Gentiles, the non-believers, those who are not committed to God, they will be left on earth. He told them, don't measure this. Those, they will pass through the period of tribulation on earth, in verse 2. And he mentioned the period that they will fight against God, and they will be against the Lord. They will treat the holy city 42 months. This is three and a half years. In verse 3, during this period where there is the Antichrist and people hate God, in verse 3, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Here the witness of God are two. The time of the daily prophesy and declare the word of God is again three and a half years. When the angel of the Lord say, and I will give power unto my two witnesses. Now when he say my two witnesses, those prophets, those two men, they will not testify about the angel, but they will testify about Christ. And when he say my two witnesses, that angel cannot be other than he is the Christ himself. That he sent John as a witness, and he sent also here the two witnesses to testify about him. Now, we may say that two is enough. The word two witnesses, the Bible say everything is established by two witnesses. If two agree with Jesus, that is already the message that God wants to send to the whole earth. Some they say these are the two are Elijah and Enoch, but that is not not supported by the scriptures. But anyhow, there are two witnesses, and the purpose of these two witnesses is that they will preach the word and declare the word of God to the whole people on earth. In verse 2 and verse 4, these are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. The two olive trees, it means the anointing of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit on them. And the two candlesticks, they are light who reflect God on earth. They reflect the glory of God on earth. In verse 5, and if any man will hear them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. And if any man will hear them, he must in this manner be killed. Now those, when they prophesy, those who oppose them, these two men, they have authority to bring death. How death will be brought? The word of God, when the word of God is preached, those who repent, they will have life. But those who oppose the truth and who do things against the word of God, death will be passing into their lives. They are these witnesses. They are supported by the Lord. They are anointed. He is giving them His word and authority, anointing to do the work of Him. In verse 6, these have power to shut heaven, that is rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite there with all plagues as often as they will. Now here, when we preach the word of God, when people not respond, the word of God will bring life to those who repent, but will bring death also to those who are not responding. When he say that they will withhold rain, 3.5 years will be no rain. Rain is bring life. Without water there is no life. And that is the same what Elijah prayed. He withhold the rain through his prayer when the people were wicked. And also this too, what they will do, that they have power over the water to turn them into blood. That is where death. And this is the lot of those who disobey the word of God. And they can bring sicknesses and plagues to those who are disobedient. They will continue to preach 3.5 years, 42 months. And when they shall have finished, verse 7, they shall finish their testimony. They will testify and finish their testimony. The beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them. There's a period that they will testify. God will allow them with the anointing, but at the end of the period, when the testimony done, when the message completed and the purpose was completed, will be completed, the beast that was released from the bottomless pit by the sixth angel will overcome them, and he will kill them. When they are dead, they will not be buried. In verse 8, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. You know, I was wondering why they would not bury them. Christ, when he died, they bury him. Possibly because of increasing wickedness, they will not bury them as a sign of despising on them. You know, he called the place that they die Sodom and Egypt. And he said also, where also our Lord was crucified. Now we know that our Lord crucified in which city? He was crucified in the city of Jerusalem. So most likely they will be put to death in Jerusalem. Some they say in Rome, some other they say in Babylon. But most likely, since he said that where our Lord was crucified, that is Jerusalem. And he called it here in verse 8. He called the city of Jerusalem, he called it Sodom and Egypt. Sodom, because of increasing immoralities, homosexuality, transgender, maybe the time will come, the immoral things will be so rampant. That's why they call it Sodom. And Egypt, worldliness and idol worship, and going back to all sects of idol worships. They will die. In verse 9, and they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their bodies Their dead bodies to be put in graves. They will see them 3.5 days. They will not bury them. They were just, you know, as if like they were so happy that these two are dead, because they were tormented by the message that they had been delivered to them. You know, when we preach the word of God, the wicked, they were so angry to receive the message. And they that dwell upon the earth, verse 10, shall rejoice over them, and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth. They were so happy with their death, they started to exchange gifts, because they thought they are now they are relieved from the message, because these two were dead. And you know, in spite of all the wickedness that's going on, in spite of all the immorality, the holiness, the idol worship, God is still concerned. God is still concerned that He need and He want His words to be preached, to be told to others, even for us today as a church. As much as we might face struggles, persecution, the word of God has been hurt a lot, because believe people are not willing to repent, but we need to stand firm and to continue the message that God want us to tell to the people. And verse 11. And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and a great fear fell upon them which saw them. After 3.5 days, the Spirit of God came on them. They get revived. They get ascended. They get resurrected from the death. And the people saw them. They stood on their feet. And a great fear fell upon them which saw them. Because they were afraid how they came again to life. This is immediate resurrected after 3.5 days. And the same hour was there, and verse 12, and they hear a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. You know, and not only they had been resurrected from the dead, but they also ascended to heaven, like the manner of the Lord Jesus Christ did. He was dead, he was buried, he was resurrected, and then he was ascended to heaven. Here, the ascension of these two to heaven was public in front of all the people. Not only this, it was announced by a great voice. A great voice came from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. The enemies, they saw them. What is the purpose of God of doing all these things? During the period of tribulation, God wants people to repent. God is giving them the last chance, an opportunity to come to Him, you know, when He allowed that they would be put to death. Okay? And they resurrected. And when they resurrected, there's a voice that say a great voice that people around, even far distant, they hear a voice calling these two to ascend to heaven, and their enemies, they saw them with their eyes. That is how God evangelizing through these two witnesses during the period of tribulation. The message is a message of hope to even the enemies. You see those who serve God, you see those who follow God, that God will neither leave them, will not forsake them. God will raise them from the dead. He will take them out to heaven. And during the time of tribulation, those who die for Christ, they will most likely be in the same like pattern. They will not go into the hell, because already the church has been raptured. They will go ascended as this pattern to meet with us, to meet the Lord in the cloud. And the same hour after they ascended. You see, there's ascension up. People, the enemies are looking. They are ascended to heaven in the cloud. And the same, verse 18, and the same hour was there a great earthquake. And the tenth part of the city fell, and the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were frightened and gave glory to the God of heaven. Amen. See here, in the same, the ascension going on the ground, God sent a mighty earthquake. The tenth of the city, 7,000 men were dead. What is the purpose of God in doing that? God brought judgment in order that the message of evangelism will be so powerful. You see, one part he showed them the resurrection. One part he showed them the judgment of God on those people who does not willing to repent. He's telling to those who are there, with their heart is primed to repent, come to the Lord. And that's what he say here. And he say here, the last part of verse 13 say clearly that, and the remnant were frightened and gave glory to the God of heaven. That's where here their conversion on the spot, when they witness, the two witness up on the cloud and down earthquake and people die. That is how God loves people. And even for us today, church, listen to me. Even for us today, church, we might be abused, we may be insulted, we might be bad-trodden. God still loves people. God still wants us to evangelize and bring the gospel to the lost. God's willing, we'll continue. The message, Revelation chapter 11. God's willing next week. Let's all stand. Yes. Thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. Jesus says, there are millions of people, billions, that did not hear Christ. God wants the church. God wants to evangelize. God wants to do the work. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify your name. You are great God. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify your name. Thank you for your word that revives us, that encourages us. We bless you. Yeah. Commit ourselves to continue to serve you, to go on and preach and tell about your God. Empower us, O God, with the Holy Ghost, with the anointing, with the authority of your word, with miracles and signs and wonders. We bless you, God. We adore you, Lord. Lord, we magnify you. We adore you. You are a great God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. Empower us with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. God bless us. Lord, your territory, God. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not complain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.